a ground hopper, a stacker, which is a conveyor, a material storage bin with compartments, and a cement silo, dust collectors, and a control building with a computer control equipment to ensure accurate measurement of the concrete ingredients. The ingredients of concrete basically consist of a mixture of cement, which makes up about 10 to 15% of the mass, and stone of varying sizes, stones, small stones, crushed stones, and sand, and that is called aggregate. Concrete is malleable when newly mixed. It can be poured into molds, blocks, or slabs, and it's very strong and durable when it hardens, and as you know, it's used in basically all construction-type development. This particular site is unique, which I think you can see from the visual map there, in that the plant only uses a very small portion of the actual site because it is surrounded by a sand excavation operation. So you can see that yellow line around the area that is the batch plant, and actually the batch plant doesn't even use all that area. There's also an existing earth berm that is located along the frontage of the site bordering Coverdale Road. I did submit to you just now two exhibits. The first exhibit is a picture of the site entrance from Coverdale Road, and you can see from that it shows the existing plant. The highest structure there is the concrete silo. You can see the control building to the left, and then the bin building where the aggregate is stored. And well, you don't see where it's stored, but this is where it's mixed basically into the truck. And then in the front, you can see the berm that I referred to. The second exhibit is a copy of a site plan that basically showing in detail the location of the improvements, as you can see on the screen. And this was recently prepared for the record, for the file. And so we have an established location of the equipment. The plant has 12 full-time on-site employees. There are also 12 aggregate delivery truck drivers that deliver material to the site, and a couple of independent drivers. The plant provides concrete to job sites throughout western and central Sussex County. As to this particular plant, this will be the same use as has been going on for the past technically 9 years, I believe. The only major change that has occurred over the past 10 years, the first year, Mr. Kay, who had the original, owned the land originally and had the original plant, it took about a year for the plant to be set up, so it's actually been operating for 9 years. So the only major change that has occurred over that 10-year period is that Eddie Kay, who again operated the plant as Seaford Concrete, sold the land and equipment to South Star LP. South Star is actually just a related company to Cheney Enterprises, and Cheney Enterprises is actually the company that operates the plant. Mr. Murray is with Cheney Enterprises. Cheney Enterprises is a family-owned business. It was established in 1962, and it currently operates concrete plants and sand and gravel facilities in Delaware, this site, Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia. Cheney Enterprises supports the county through sponsorships of the Delaware Special Olympics, the Delaware State Police Camp Barnes, Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, as well as material donations to various community projects. As to the legal standard for a special exception, again, different than the legal requirements for a variance. As I said, the board has already approved this on two prior occasions, so the board already found in 2009 and again in 2014 that the use met the standards for granting a special use exception, in that the use does not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent or neighboring properties. And again, as I said, this plant has been in operation for 9 years. As far as the applicant, The applicant is not aware of any violations or complaints that have been filed with the county since it took over operations, which was in 2016. And Mr. K has indicated also that he was not aware of any prior violations or complaints while he owned the plant from its original approval in 2009 through his sale of the property. In closing, the plant is located at an appropriate location. It has access to major roads, namely Route 18. It supplies a needed product in the area. And it has, again, a 9-year history of responsible and safe operation. We are requesting your renewal for an additional 5-year period. Technically, our current approval does run through September 10th, 2019. So a 5-year extension would run or extend the special exception through September 9th, 2024. And Mr. Murray, is everything I just said true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
It is.
Okay, and Mr. K, same?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And with that, that's everything I have to present other than any questions you may have. And as I said, nothing is changing. This is the exact same use that has been occurring there for 9 years.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Do you not get inspected by DENREC for anything? Do you have any documentation? I'm just curious.
Does you have to have a air permit, which is part of for the dust collectors that they're used on the site?
Okay.
And then the only other thing would be if the county does an inspection.
But you don't have that document?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Would anyone like to speak?
And all who'd like to speak in opposition, if you could come up, we'll swear you in at one time. So. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Latonya Bruce. My address is 20687 Coverdale Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 11933.
Thank you. You wait right here. I'm going to swear this lady in. Good evening. Can you state your name and address?
My name is Evelyn Wilson. I live at 12603 Nat Turner Street in Coverdale Crossroads, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And if you can just state your name again for the record when you go up. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Latonya Bruce. I've been a resident for Coverdale Crossroads since I was 7. I am 42. I oppose this reopening of this concrete company because it's really not feasible for our area. I don't understand why we have to keep enduring to deal with this dust that is creating. We have high traffic of a lot of big trucks on this road. I actually live on Coverdale Crossroads, that road itself. I built a home there like 10 years ago. I have a little one, and those trucks going in and out of there is a lot of dust. It's a lot of high traffic, a lot of people going in and out of there. The people that work there are none of the residents. None of the residents don't work there at all. There are always people that's outside of there. So I don't understand why they can't build and or why expanding. Because right now, before, you could never see behind the residents' homes, which now you can see orange dirt. If you look at that road that says Mill Park Drive at the very bottom of the screen.
Could you push that screen up a little bit, please, Amy?
And they keep expanding to the point where it says Coverdale Road there. Mm-hmm. Before, years ago, you could never see orange dirt. Mm-hmm. When the first concrete plant was there, you could not see orange dirt at all. The trees have been so diminished to where you can see right through it. Behind the property owners that are on Mill Park Drive, some of them are elderly, some of them have died off. You can see I'm standing in Mill Park Drive on the road, and you can look through and see the orange dirt where they have just constantly keep moving back and moving back and moving back.
Could you show us on the map where you live, please?
My mother lives here on Mill Park Drive.
Okay.
I live further down, probably not even a mile from here.
Almost right in front of it.
Right here. It's this way. No, it's 2 acres. Yes, this is me right here.
Okay.
This is me. They have built up mounds all the way around this dirt pile. They built up mounds all here. Before, years ago, you could never see inside of here. Now you can look right from the road. I'm riding down the road. You can look right in there. Where they keep expanding and expanding every year. They keep building and making more concrete for other companies, other places. Yeah, you're building, but you're damaging our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You're causing dust. You're causing a lot of traffic for outsiders to come into our neighborhood. The roads have been built up because of all the high traffic of the big trucks coming to the company. So to expand this or keep giving them opportunities to keep building, they're going to eat our community away. Mm-hmm. My grandmother moved here when I was 7. My great-grandmother lived there. She moved there in the early 50s, late 40s. So this is a black community that's well known. Coverdale Crossroads, yes, they have a lot of negativity, but to keep building and expanding this is really, really detrimental. Mm-hmm. I have a 2-year-old that will be 2 in a couple weeks.
Is that the only business in that area?
Expanding business like that, yes. Okay. We used to not have a lot of animal traffic as far as deer, foxes, raccoons. Mm-hmm. Across that main road, now we have everything. I've been there since I've been 7. I'm 40-some years old now, and I've seen more deer than I've ever seen because they're constantly expanding it, making it bigger, and all that part that they're showing that's orange now used to be nothing but green. It was woods. It was trees. And they're constantly eating at it, eating at it. The road now, you have probably just as wide as from the wall to the front of this where you can actually look through to see inside of there. Even though they put these big mounds around there, you still can see inside. The deers and animals are going over top of the mounds to get in and out. On the other side, yes, it's all fields where you see this green patch here at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
This part right here. This used to be this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For years, I used to never look there, and I walk the community as for exercise. And it's about 5 miles from the Lincoln Lights down in through Mill Park Drive and back to where I live at. And I couldn't see in there, but now you can. It's a lot of dust.
How about can children get on that property now?
They can if they want to climb mm-hmm. over that hill, playing, walking. We do have kids walking down the road sometimes. You know, it's the summertime. If they want to play, I'll crawl up over there, get to looking. Sometimes if I see anybody around there, I say, hey, y'all, no, you know, don't get up there because you really don't know what's on the other side of the wall.
Yeah.
So we tell them, don't go over there.
Ma'am, would you like to speak?
My name is Evelyn Wilson, number 12603 Nat Turner Street. I agree with LaTanya. And they still have their danger signs along those mounds. And that picture does not do justice for what it really looks like.
No.
It doesn't look like that at all. And they want to expand this thing, and you ladies, you clean. You show me a dust collector, I'll buy one. You cannot collect dust to the extreme where it doesn't harm people. What about environmental? You got a lot of, this monster, I call it, is right in the middle of our community, mm-hmm. predominant black community. Why don't you build in your community? Why you bring to ours? And you want to expand?
You need to speak to us.
Yeah, the last time we expanded this, we came here with them, they want to expand it. They expanded anyway. It wasn't approved, but they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and cutting down all of the trees. All the trees are leaving. And what are we going to get? All this dust, all the debris, whatever. And I don't think it's fair to us. Because you want to make money, you're going to kill us, huh? Kill us off. Okay. Is that what you want to do?
that what you think of us? I don't think it's fair. Put that thing, if it's up to me, you need to move that whole contraption, move it somewhere else, out in no man's land, where there are no people. That's where it needs to be. Not in the present where any human beings are living. And animals too. I love animals. That's what I gotta say. It needs to be gone.
The only question I ask is, how old is this picture?
Yes. That's not proof.
Because that picture is not correct. I really wish I could have pictures of the people living on Mill Park Drive, because you really cannot. That's not, the trees don't look like that no more. You see orange. You see orange dirt. You don't see greenery.
All right, thank you. Did anyone else want to speak?
Ma'am, I got a couple questions to ask you. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. I do travel down that road.
Right.
This is about the only part I do see when I go through.
Mm-hmm.
The berm is so high, you can't. That's the only time you can see anything in that place at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's that tower and that building.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's the only thing I ever see.
What's going on?
The berm is so high around that place
mm-hmm.
that you can't see in it.
But it's only to the trees. And the one section, if mm-hmm. you, the, what you're talking about, it goes so far to here, and then all of this is trees.
Mm-hmm.
This picture shows trees, but it literally, the trees is no bigger than this section right here,
mm-hmm.
all the way down. That's how deep it is. And you can look right through it. The barrel here, yeah, that's the entrance. This is the hill here, all the way down to here. The other side is field.
Yes.
It's field there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you can, from where I live, I can see back there.
Because
mm-hmm. my house is on the angle. I can look right into there.
Well, Mr. Mulch is there somewhere right there, right?
No, Mr. Mulch is way down here on the Seaford side.
Down a little bit farther?
Way Seaford down side. There past the bridge on the other
that's,
side.
I mean, that's traffic going out there too.
Yeah, there's traffic going out, but that's not on our side. That's not on the side we are, our community.
But, I mean, he owns that land, I guess. If you take his trees down, if you take them down. I mean...
But he owns that land to where? To that all the way to the road?
Well, that yellow goes around is his property.
Okay, but he's taking it out past the yellow baby.
Well,
I'm sorry, Mr. Workman. I'm sorry. I'm really adamant because he's really eating it up. I wish I had pictures that could show you. If I'm standing on Mill Park Drive and I'm looking, I'm telling you, for years I've been a resident there. When I was kids, they had pine trees that was taller. I couldn't even reach the bottom. The forest was covered of pine needles, brown pine needles. We used to go back there to play because the pit was not that deep or that wide.
Swim.
Yeah.
But now it's wider and deeper than it was when I was a kid.
All right, so the reason why we're here tonight mm-hmm. is about the concrete batch plant.
Yeah.
We're not here about the borrow pit.
Thing.
We don't have anything to do with that.
For them to keep running and working, this is where they're eating, taking the stuff out of that area.
Okay.
They have to,
so by
to keep
us
running.
Approving it, you're saying it. What are you saying?
That it's going to cause them to keep eating at whatever dirt, sand, because this is a very sandy area. So they have to have sand part of their concrete mix. They got to have rocks, stones as part of their concrete mix.
So are you telling me that it will substantially affect adversely
yes.
the uses of your neighboring property?
Yes.
Yes,
it's eating away at it really bad. I really wish I had more footage to show you of what it looks like.
And did you come, I mean, have you complained about it?
The last time they had their voting, I couldn't come because I was freshly new. I had a baby.
I was.
So she was here. Some of the other residents were here the last time.
And have you complained to any like DENREC or the county planning and zoning?
Well, I was complaining to I guess it's DENREC because they was cutting the grass. Whoever cuts the grass. And trash was everywhere, all the way down the mound. They were just cutting it, not really paying attention. And we had a community meeting, and we talked about it. So she told me to call DENREC and let them know that they were just putting okay. trash everywhere. So.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, ma'am, one of the, where the plant's at, mm-hmm. it is burned all in front of that.
Yeah, right in front of it, it is.
Yes, and that's what we're looking at.
Until the trees.
Right there. It is berm. And the only place, the only thing you see, like I said, is that tower and that plant. That's all. It's the only thing you can see.
Yeah, but it does not stop them from digging more sand to create concrete.
But we don't.
What about the dust?
And the dust. For us is the special use exemption for a concrete batch plant.
To be using to make concrete, and to make concrete, you have to have sand. So he's going to keep digging at the sand that's there. Mm-hmm. And digging and make, you have to have sand. If you don't have sand, you can't make concrete. That's why they want it, to keep running the concrete pit. They're expanding it. They're constantly digging and taking the sand out of there. They're making it bigger. Eventually, it's going to, we have a mudslide, I pray to God we don't have that much rain here, but it's going to be a mess.
The cover that area is pretty predominantly most of the sand.
It is
sandy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I clarify something?
You could rebut their opposition, Mr. Pickwick.
It's not so much I want to rebut it. I just kind of want to make sure everyone understands, including Mrs. Wilson and Mrs. Bruce. There's two different uses here. Okay. This was a long-standing sand excavation operation. I believe it predates zoning. I think it's a non-conforming, and it's been in operation since before 1968. In 2009, Mr. K came in and got the special exception for the concrete batching plant. And he voluntarily offered then, I believe, to put the berm in front of the plant. That's why that's where that berm is. That was something offered by him when he put that plant in. So again, the plant itself is just a very small portion there. Like I said, the yellow is just to highlight it, but it's actually a much smaller area that actually operates. The sand excavation, that's a separate business. It's a separate operation. That's going to continue even if this plant wasn't there, and that sand would just be trucked in more trucks to a different location. So it's the expansion is not the expansion of the plant. It's the expansion of the sand operation. As again, as sand is removed, you got to move on to other things. So again, I just want to make sure that's clear. And again, not to contradict the ladies that spoke, but the decision I have of the board's decision in 2014, finding number 12 says the board found that no parties appeared in opposition to the application. So apparently at that time, at least if the minutes are correct, the decision is correct, there was nobody in opposition. There may have been, I know, I was confused at times between what's called the Mr. Mulch site, which is further down the road, and this site. They're two totally different operations. So it may have been some confusion about those two. And I just wanted to clarify that.
How many trucks a day usually come in and out of the plant?
Kyle, go up and identify yourself.
Kyle Murray with Cheney Enterprises. It varies based on the demand. I would say on any given day, a concrete mixer ships a maximum of 10 yards per truck. On any given day, we're averaging somewhere between 100 and 200
trucks.
Yards. Oh. So that's between 10 and 20 trucks leaving the site. And again, I understand, we're here in discussion for the concrete plant in that area in particular. This is right. The first I'm learning of any concerns for the surrounding remainder of the property, including the area that's adjacent to the neighborhood. So completely aside to that, we want to be a good neighbor. And we want to understand the concerns, and we'll do what we need to do to try and appease the neighborhood. And I'm happy to meet and work towards making a resolution if there is one. We want to be a good neighbor.
Do you put anything down in the yard to cut down on dust?
We use a water truck usually. And again, the dust collector is there to take the particulates from any batching activities that happen at the plant itself. But again, if I'm learning tonight that there's concerns with dust, I want to find out where they might be. Okay. It sounds like the focus is more towards the bottom corner of the property, so we're happy to do what we need to do to mitigate. Again, this is just the first we're learning of it, so
Do you have any questions of Mr. Murray? Anyone? No? Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions for members of the board? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing. And I will entertain a motion.
Ms. Chair, I move that we approve case 12344 for Southern, for South Star LP for the requested special use exception because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. Part of this motion, I move that this approval be valid for a period of 5 years. That date, could it be September, Jamie, could it be September 9, 2024?
Well,
would it have to be from today?
No, it's 5 years, and it, since they have already got their approval, it would be a continuation of that.
Would you incorporate in your motion that the applicant meet with the concerned neighbors and try to come to a solution to their issues?
The one challenge that you would have on that is obviously from a staffing perspective, being able to follow up and make sure that condition is adhered to.
I'm sure if they're so concerned, they're going to call and complain to somebody now. But I think they will be good neighbors, and they'll meet with you and try to work things out. Especially at a safety standpoint, if somebody can get on that property. Okay, we have a motion.
And it's just, I didn't hear if Mr. Williamson included your suggestion into the motion.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
thank you.
A motion and a second. I need a second, guys.
Pardon?
Second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Yes.
Mr. Carson?
Yes.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reason.
Mr. Workman?
Yes.
And I, too, for the reason. So, 5-0. It is approved.
Thank you.